Come to order. Will the gentleman on the end cease and desist your conversation? Thank you.
He's gone.
Okay.
We won't mention any initials, but his name is Bill Morissette.
Thank you. That is terrible. Where is it? Debbie. Michigan. Thank you very much. They're getting a little bad up here. That's what's going on. So, Tim, you know, I apologize for not having been here last Thursday, but thank you, Representative Boone, for carrying on, and committee members for doing so. I had to.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. I had to go to last minute call. I had to go to visit my grandson who was on leave from Iraq, and so that's why I had to leave early last week to go and be with him, because he refused to go back unless I come see him. So I don't want anybody going astray with that military responsibility, but it's nice seeing him. He's in good shape. So thank you very much.
We actually, Madam Chair, if I may, took a resolution of the committee that Debbie did such a good job.
Do you want to come here?
We're, you know, asking you to allow her to handle the gavel much more frequently.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
She asked me to say that.
She asked me to say that.
I only paid him $9.99.
Well, he's been pimped already. Okay. Tim, if you bring us up to date, give us a little summary of last Thursday, and or if we're just going to deal with the feedback today. And you guys feel comfortable? Any questions left over from last week? Any questions? Sue, any questions left over from last week?
No. May I just say something?
Representative Senator Morissette, you certainly may.
Well, I didn't actually speak with Tim, but I did get some information from him, and I'm satisfied with
okay.
the information that I got. I was concerned about some
okay.
things, but that's all cleared up, and I think it's ready to go.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tim?
Did you still want an update from last week?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I run this bill around.
Okay, first on the agenda, we need to open up a work session on House Bill 5052.
House Bill 5528, Oregon Board of Nursing Work Session Recommendations are before you. Thanks.
House Bill 5052 is a ratification of the Board of Nursing's fee increases in the last biennium. These increases, they're not so much increases as much as they have leveled the fees for CNSs, which are certified nurse specialists.
Tim, can you hold for a minute? My apologies. I need to close the work session on 5528 and open the work session on 5052. Thank you. I made a mistake.
During the 2005 legislative session, Senate Bill 460 was enacted to allow clinical nurse specialists to prescribe medications, and the changes in the fee structure reflect an equalization of what the certified nurse specialist and the nurse practitioners with the same or similar authority and scope of practice have. And what the net effect of this is a decrease of roughly $2,400 in revenue in the 07-09 biennium.
I was just trying to get the material up here, Pam. I'm supposed to be scrolling. Thank you. A little disorganized here, forgive me. Any questions or appreciated debate about your thoughts on House Bill 5052? The fee bill?
Would you like a motion, Madam Chair?
Since there are no questions and no discussion, I would appreciate that.
I would move House Bill 5052 to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Morgan moves House Bill 5052 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? So ordered. You guys got to feel wonderful about this.
Where is it? And we did do our homework.
Yes. Tim?
Well, if you'd be kind enough to open up another work session.
Oh, that's right. Open up work session on Senate Bill 5528, Oregon Board of Nursing.
In front of you, you have a memo concerning the budget for the Oregon Board of Nursing. And the way I've structured this is the first few pages are a discussion of the budget itself, changes in positions, and what we're going to do with the various packages. And the next section are the key performance measures with associated changes in the work session action report, which is ABAPOR, but it's the statewide accounting system. And that goes through the changes that we're making in expenditures. And the last page is a memo from the Board of Nursing concerning their continuous improvement projects that they are undertaking and will continue to undertake. So I will start with the summary. We'll run through the budget, and please feel free to ask any questions. The governor's recommended budget for 07-09 is $9.7 million. This represents a 3.7% increase over the 05-07 legislatively approved budget. The board has also proposed a number of changes with they're getting rid of some limited duration positions, getting rid of three positions, and that equates to 2.5 FTE. And then also package 070, which is a revenue shortfall package, gets rid of one position and three FTE. And typically you would see an equal one position, one FTE that they're getting rid of. But in this case, they're getting rid of one permanent position, and they're also taking four currently full-time positions and turning those into half-time. For half-time positions, so that reduces their full-time equivalency by two. And then package 102, which I will discuss a little bit in more detail a little bit later, adds three positions in the investigations and compliance and nurse monitoring section, which was recommended by an external audit. And next now on the page is just to give you an overview of what has been happening with their budget over the last few biennia and the increase. And you can see it's fairly flat from 05-07 into 07-09. In package 070, the Board of Nursing is reducing... partly due to efficiencies, they've experienced a shortfall in their revenue. Part of that reason is that they have gone out and renegotiated the testing service for the CNAs. And although they've done very good work in lowering the costs that they're paying for these testing services, one of the downfalls of that is that they're reimbursed on a 2-to-1 basis from DHS. So as their expenses go down in that area, their reimbursement from DHS decreases also. So that has effect on their overall revenue picture.
Tim, just a moment. Later on, committee, what you're going to see is a bill that I have introduced. When you look at the CNA cost, and it's going to make things a little cleaner as to why I did it. Well, the governor had given $100,000 from DHS to the nurses because the CNAs do not pay for, they don't pay the revenue amount that is equivalent to the needs and the cost of services to them. And so therefore, the RENs and the CRENs have been basically subsidizing the CNAs. And so in order for the CNAs to pay due diligence, what we did was rather than to just accept that money to go right through DHS to them, I just got a bill so it would look cleaner and not kind of a backdoor approach. And so coming to you soon would be that bill that would allow the Board of Nursing to be able to raise the cost for licensing on the CNAs. And we've talked with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We talked with Jim, and he approved his personal is by accident. Lauren, thank you. I'm looking right here, Dr. Martin, saying, what is your name? Thank you, Lauren. I couldn't think. So they have agreed that that's okay for, because what happens is that a lot of the companies who hire the CNAs usually help them to pay that cost because their salaries are so low. So coming to you again will be that, and I wanted to plug that in at this point so that you'll be aware of that. Thank you.
Well, part of the efficiencies that the board has included in their revenue shortfall package is that they've reduced their postage by $18,000, and that's primarily due to the increased use of the e-commerce piece that they've put in, getting people to update and renew their licenses online as opposed to having to mail all of those out. There's also $198,000 that they're showing in reduced services and supplies, and that's directly related to the decrease in revenues with renegotiated CNA testing service that they have. And then in addition to that, there will be another $120,003 FTE that are eliminated due to increased efficiencies, and I think those are primarily in the customer service area.
Questions on package 070?
Package 101 is the independent audit positions. As you heard last week from the public testimony, there were some problems that came to light, and the Board of Nursing engaged an external auditor to come in and review the practices in staffing and in the internal compliance and investigations and the nurse monitoring program. The results of that audit were they recommended that they hire a couple more people on the investigations and compliance side and an additional position on the nurse monitoring program. And the personal services and the services and supplies show the increased expenditure needed to support those positions. We also notice a transfer from DHS, Seniors and People with Disabilities Division. It shows up in the board's budget as other funds, and its origination in DHS is as general funds. And the LFO recommendation for package 101 is to completely delete this package. And what we'll do is we will incorporate those positions into package 102. We feel it'll be cleaner. We don't really want to introduce, and I don't believe the board wants to introduce general fund into their budget, and that's kind of a dangerous precedent to do that. So we're going to give back, as it were, the $100,000 to the DHS. So package 101 will be completely zeroed out.
Questions on 101?
And so, Madam Chair,
Senator Gordon, and then Senator Westland.
Thank you. So again, just to be clear for the record, the Seniors and People with Disabilities Division will not see a transfer of $100,000 general fund to the nurses program. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Westland?
Thank you. And maybe just by a nod of the head, I mean, you understand what is going on here, and you're supportive of this LFO recommendation. That's as many nodding heads as I've seen.
There's very few in the room.
Could you do that for five more minutes? I mean, it looks great.
I promise you, Senator, we get our homework on this. We talk to everybody.
Package 102 is the nursing fee increases. In the governor's budget, they had showed a revenue increase, and this is raising the RN and LPN fees. The last time they raised those fees was in the 2003-2005 biennium, I believe, in October of 2003. Good, not in advance. Excellent. So it's been a little bit since they've done that. When they put together the original budget, their projection was about $900,000. Since then, they've refined their projections, and they anticipate $996,000 in increased revenue from the RN and LPN fee increase. So that's roughly equal to that $100,000 that we're right. that they were getting from DHS. So that's about a wash. So we've shown the increase in revenues, and so we've put back in three positions and three FTE into the budget underneath this nursing fee increase, so we can show the link between the positions and the fee increase.
Questions on package 102? Thank you.
And as far as the any bill amendments, we're recommending to maintain the same level as the governor's budget. So we don't recommend, LFO does not recommend any amendments to the bill itself. Performance measures, if you go to the next page, the board originally had, I believe, 12 12 performance measures, and I'm recommending that we delete what were measures 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These performance measures don't necessarily reflect, or the Board of Nursing doesn't have control over the outcomes of these. And those are keeping track of exam pass rates for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. In addition, I've recommended that we get rid of the minimal contested case hearings performance measure. I'm kind of concerned that maybe that sends a wrong message, that there might be some incentive to settle contested cases instead of taking them to their full extent. And there's some real public safety concerns around that. I don't believe that the board has intended to do that, but I think it's better to take that off the table and then that issue doesn't get raised. And number 10 is the increase in RN population in Oregon. And although the Board of Nursing does play an integral part in getting people into the industry, they really have no control over that performance measure or the outcomes from that. So I'm recommending that we delete those
Senator Bates.
I agree with you on the recommendations. Obviously, this is not something the board has any control over. My only concern is that this be these same numbers and information be reported to the legislature in a very meaningful way that people can see what those graduation rates are from different schools and two-year program, four-year program, different schools in the program. So I assume that's being reported in the education committee, or
well, they'd be in the education committee and also in workforce. Governor last, during the interim, issued not a proclamation but a clarion call, if you will, to the industry to be able to get involved with the recruitment and counseling and whatever else is needed to try to encourage more people to come into the health professions. And so I think that's really good. And I would like to say, Joan, I'd like for you guys to keep this as a goal but not performance measures. And maybe when you come back, you will always report on that as a goal, since you are as much a part of the field as anybody. But you can't measure them since you don't have outcomes, but it certainly could still be a goal of the board to be able to do these kind of things.
Madam Chair?
Senator, Representative...
I will defer to Senator Gordley.
Thank you. You know, frankly, I don't want to assume that this information in the proposed deletions, looking at 7 and 8, that this information is being presented in the Ways and Means Education Subcommittee. I'd like to know. I think we had some information before us the other day that was very revealing about the pass rates in the different educational institutions, and I, for one, would like to know that our Education Subcommittee is honing in on that piece and that we are prepared to carry forward a discussion that keeps this performance measure in front of us, because I think it gets to the quality issue. What is the quality of the programs that we have available, and what is the quality of the product coming out of the institutions. That's where my interest lies. And again, I'm just not comfortable making assumptions about what another committee is going to do or not, unless we give them some direction that they need to be looking at this area.
Well, Senator, that's why we're saying I'd like for them to keep this as a goal, but we can't measure any outcomes on this because they have no control over it. As to why we would think that way. Representative Morgan and then Senator Morissette.
I very much agree with Senator Bates and Senator Gordy that these are not appropriate measures for this agency, but they're incredibly interesting measures from the point of view of how successful we're being at training all the different kinds of nurses and, you know, the different levels of nursing. And I'm wondering if it would be possible for the chair to request a report on whether these performance measures are somewhere else in the process also, because I think that to lose this information completely would be really, I found this to be well put together and easy to understand. And I know that the responsibility for this is in OHSU and in the community colleges and in different, I mean, there isn't one place that you've got all this information together. So I would be very grateful if we could kind of push this forward a little bit and make sure that the information comes forward to the decision makers both in the human services arena and the education arena.
But before I go to Senator Morissette, let me ask both you and Senator Gordley as well as Senator Bates a question, and that is, if they kept this information, we could direct them to give us this information as a goal in terms of what they're doing to stay in a collaborative arena with the university centers, and I don't even mind for our committee sending a letter to the Committee on Education, but I know whomever have workforce, they have this information. Is that right? Do I see the heads bowing? Do you know whether that's right? Joan, please come forward.
Madam Chair, I had just had a brainwave, if you would indulge me.
Okay.
The Interim Audit Committee is the committee that deals globally with performance measures, and I wonder if we couldn't make a recommendation that they take a look at this issue in the interim with an idea to putting together some kind of amalgamated report on how we're doing in this area.
I think that's an excellent idea, but let me go down, and we didn't get to Senator Morissette, and so let's go to him. Then you can combine the questions at a point for us.
If you're measuring the rate of graduation from 2 years to 4 years, is that part of the discussion?
No, part of the discussion here is that in recommending that we would delete performance measures 6 through 10, since we cannot measure any outcomes on it.
Well, let me just say that if you're ever going to try to distinguish between the success of 2 and 4 year, you better put a little asterisk explaining why you think 4 year people don't achieve as high. Now, that's a quality thing, and we have this discussion. Mm-hmm. Why are 2 year rates better than 4 year rates? Well, maybe because during the last 2 years they're not dealing with the clinical, they're dealing with other kinds of issues, and I think that's something we should be aware of if you're going to measure that.
Senator, if I can say, if indeed it would appear to me, but I'm willing to listen to the will of the committee, if indeed this was a regulatory agency, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable at all in having those issues come before us. Because then they can go out and tell the university systems how they need to change and what they need to do to produce, number one, higher academic records for students in four-year programs, or number two, change the difference between academic outcomes in terms of two-year schools versus four-year schools. They have no control over that. That's the Department of Education. And since they're not a regulatory board, what we would be asking is that they would keep this information as a goal so that you can know what is happening in the marketplace as a person who has some control over licensing, because that makes a difference. I'm sure academic performance does as well. So let me hear from Senator Gordley and then Senator Westland, and then we can come to some decision. Senator Bates?
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was up next. I think we're hitting on a good policy here on how to deal with this. I mean, many times I look at performance measures and I go, what are we doing this for? And then I see something like this, which are very good performance measures, but probably in the wrong place. And I think the way to deal with this is just what the chair suggested. One, keep it as a goal so this committee does continue to hear it, but move these performance measures to the appropriate committee and make sure they're not lost, that we actually move these just to a different committee that can really apply them in a way that says this is a performance measure for what you're trying to do. Whether it's education or workforce, probably interim committee is the one to best place these for us. So I think, I'm sure you hit upon the right method here. A goal for this committee, but move these measures to the right committee to make them more meaningful. Thank you.
Good,
No further comment.
Thank you.
And then just to maybe complicate this a little bit more along the quality angle, and granted, we need to produce more nurses out of more locations, but as we do that, you know, what the numbers we're looking at are aggregate numbers. I think it would be helpful in terms of quality, not only for the profession, but also the institutions, if we could break out those scores from the various institutions.
John.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Joan Bouchard. I'm the Executive Director for the Board of Nursing. And the Board of Nursing is the one that has responsibility for administering the national exam, so we are the agency that does get the results of the examinations. And we do get them by school. And we get them by whether they're first-time takers or the repeat takers, so we have lots of good data. We do share that with each school. We share the pass rate with each school of their graduates, and we share the aggregate data. We would be glad to report at our budget hearings each session the results by school of these pass rates to you, and we would make sure that that's in our report every time, even though they wouldn't be a performance measurement for us. The way we use this performance measurement is that if we see schools that don't meet the 85% pass rate 2 years in a row, then our education consultant goes out to that school, does a site visit, and works very closely with that faculty to try to see what the issues are. So that's how we use that, but we'll be glad to report that information to you, and it's public information. We'd be glad to share it with anyone.
Let me ask the committee, in terms of your pleasure, may I recommend two things, and then you can tell me what your thoughts are. That a letter goes to the co-chairs, and in this letter we are asking the co-chairs to pass these performance measures to the education committee, or either to the education committee acts upon this, as well as during the interim, that the committee that Representative Morgan mentioned, that since it is a more global committee, then that they work on these issues to work with the university systems as well as community colleges in terms of these kind of reports, and to look at, because the education committee is going to be the one to look at the mission in the nursing programs of these schools and look at grade point averages, because that's what you need to do, because if two-year schools are outperforming four-year schools, and the only difference is that two-year schools require more education across the board than two-year schools, because in two-year schools they require core nursing, and a part of your program is the academic requirements for the state in terms of math, English, and writing. So you do have to have a year of each of those. And so I was wondering if we could have Tim to draft a letter to the co-chairs and then asking them about this being the education committee and the interim committee on
audit, even interim audit committee.
Interim audit committee. What would be your pleasure? Talk to me. Is there a debate?
Well, there.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. Thank you very much, Tim.
You're welcome.
All right, so are you ready for a motion, Madam Chair?
Tim, do you have anything else before you go?
I'm done with the KP notes. Unless
let's talk to the consent, and then I'll be ready for a motion.
Okay. On the 2% budget reduction, 2% of the board's budget would be roughly $195,000. They've also already made some cuts, getting rid of eliminating with limited duration positions. We've realized some efficiencies through increased use of e-commerce and other activities they've undertaken in the customer service area. And their budget has been relatively flat. We're only seeing a 3% or 3.7% increase in their budget, and I would recommend that we don't impose any further cuts in their budget. They're running fairly tight as it is.
Okay, committee, any questions on that move? Thank you very much. Representative Morgan.
Madam Chair, I would move Senate Bill 5528 as amended and the performance measures as amended, as recommended to be amended by LFO, be moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation, and also that a letter be written to the co-chairs detailing the information that you outlined in your proposal.
Representative Morgan moves House Senate Bill 5528, Oregon Board of Nursing, work session recommendations. the bill as amended, along with a letter going to the co-chairs regarding the performance measures being revoked to the Education Committee, and recommendations regarding further information inquiry into the Joint Committee on Audits. She moves it to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Thank you very much. So moved. Okay, Representative Morissette?
Yes.
Volunteers?
Yes.
All right, House side. Any volunteers? Nancy Nathanson, thank you. You guys don't volunteer with me, I move fast.
Madam Chair, do we need two?
Well, we have one on each side. Oh, the fee bill.
We'll give it to the same people.
The same people, yes. The same people, Nathanson and Morissette. Thank you very much. Because I just want to tell you a little story. I'm on my way back to my district. I haven't had a chance to talk to Senator Gordy because she was busy. But one of our large black churches have been burned in my district, and I'm on my way there. Houses, two houses have been singed, and people are out of home, out of their space. And the heat was so intense that it melted cars on the street. So I'm on my way to my district right now. So keep the people in your prayers.
Madam Chair,
Senator Borland,
if I could just add to your comments, and the church was the Morning Star.
Yes,
Baptist Church in North Portland, which is very close to where I grew up in the community, and a couple of blocks from where my grandmother on my father's side used to live. It's a historic
church. Exactly right.
In terms of its membership and the church being a location of civil rights activism going back several decades. So the loss is felt very deep and very wide in the community, and will be for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
What's the address of the church? Where's it located?
It's on North Ivy and
Cook Street. That's right.
Was it accident?
Well, ATF team is there now. They think it was arson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so proud of the National Guard. They were on duty, and you guys sent them a note of thanks, because this is a state agency, and they were already there, waiting to put tents up so that people can carry on their service. I am so impressed by that. I really, really am. Thank you very much. Take your vacation the rest of the week. Don't forget. Happy Christmas.
Joint Committee on Ways and Means, the Subcommittee on Education, 3 p.m., Tuesday, February 6, 2007, in Hearing Room F.